KRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of the Midwest have been blasted again by powerful storms. High winds roaring across parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma, bringing down trees and power lines, damaging homes and businesses. In the east, high temperature records could be shattered today. Washington, Philadelphia, New York City, cranking up the AC. President Trump says another round of peace talks with Iran could happen in a matter of days. This as the Strait of Hormuz remains locked down.
President Trump says the war in Iran is, quote, very close to over, and clips of an interview set to air today. Meantime, the U.S. military says its blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented. Pakistan says it's pursuing efforts to help the U.S. and Iran negotiate an end to the war after Mr. Trump told the New York Post earlier that a second round of talks with Iran, quote, could be happening over the next 2 days. Ken Lorman reporting.
U.S. mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon are raising hopes for a deal between those countries.
After the meeting, the State Department said the talks were productive and that the two sides had agreed to begin direct negotiations at a mutually agreed time and venue. The U.S. and Israel focused on disarming Hezbollah, which has already rejected these talks. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yaakov Leiter, said the two sides were united in a desire to liberate Lebanon from Hezbollah. Lebanon's Ambassador Neda Hameda Moad said she'd stressed her country's sovereignty and had called for a ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes.
The BBC's Neda Tofik in Washington. A credible threat on her life prompting Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk to cancel plans to take part in an event last evening at the University of Georgia. This is SRN News. A British nurse gets a settlement.
Jennifer Milley was suspended 10 months by the National Health Service when she refused to use the preferred pronouns of a man who was living as a woman. She filed suit, and the NHS has now agreed to give her her job back. Other terms of the settlement, including the cash involved, remain private under British law. Milley says she's delighted with the outcome, adding that Christ stood with her, quote, during the darkest days of my life. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has agreed to keep flying a gay pride flag on a federal flagpole at the Stonewall National Monument, reversing course after removing the banner a couple of months ago. The government revealed the decision as it agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by LGBT activists and historic preservation groups who had sought to block the removal. According to court papers, the Interior Department and National Park Service have confirmed their intention to maintain a pride flag at Stonewall. This is SRN News. The government's been playing the name game, naming the most commonly found surnames in the U.S.
The U.S. Census Bureau reported Tuesday that Smith, Johnson, Williams, Brown, and Jones were the top five last names in the U.S. in 2020, unchanged from 2010. The fastest growing surnames from 2010 to 2020 were Asian, including Zhang, Liu, and Wang. The most popular male first names were Michael, John, James, David, and Robert, while Mary, Maria, Jennifer, Elizabeth, and Patricia topped the female list. Unlike the Social Security Administration's annual count of baby names, the Census Bureau's tally includes everyone, not just newborns. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures are down 58 points. NASDAQ futures off a fraction. S&P futures down 3. More details, srnnews.com.